Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third, the center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Danny Clark. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Red Oldham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Red Oldham. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Jones reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball towards right. Flagstead catches it and throws to home to double up Mostill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flagstad moves to third. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leverett for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Leverett covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mulligan scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veach for the out. 1 out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a fly ball into right field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham is 0-for-1 in the game. Oldham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oldham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Leverett covering, for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Blue. Hooper moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0 for 1 in the game. Fock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 2 in the game. Leverett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Chick Gagnon pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for Red Oldham. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ole Olson now pitching. Clyde Mannion now catching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a pop-up towards third. Jones catches it and throws to first to double up Falk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-3 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Cobb moves to third. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Veach moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.